Nat, thanks for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Max. Absolute pleasure. When did Josh become a co-presenter, by the way?
I thought I was the presenter. You were the co-presenter.
Okay.
All the way from Denver. Josh, thanks for joining me as well.
Great to be here, Max. Thank you.
No probs. Okay, let's get firing and go. Hey, Nat, you're a presenter for, I just mentioned, NFL and MLB. How have you found the reaction from fans, listeners, viewers in terms of American sport here in the UK?
Well, you know, it's always been a cult fan base here. I'm part of that generation that grew up in the 80s watching as a kid NFL on Channel 4. Mm. And I think that's where you saw a first wave of real interest. And of course, that peaked late 80s, I guess, and then really dipped back down again. What you're seeing right now is a massive renaissance. And I think that's a lot to do with the NFL in particular, bringing the A game over here. I think NFL Europe was a very important league developmentally, but realistically, we were watching reserve players. We were watching second, third string players, not even that in most cases. So I think a lot of the interest has generated from seeing the top draw talent up close and personal.
And Josh, you've obviously got a lot of knowledge. We hear you speak every single week on BBC Five Live. Do you have to sort of tone it down sometimes, though? Because obviously you have to remember that some of the people are first-time listeners.
It's true. It's a very tricky balance, but you have to keep in mind that baseball has been on the airwaves either on television or radio now for a couple of decades. And you find that a lot of our listeners are far more savvy than you'd expect. So on the one hand, you're trying to balance it with some of the basics. But for the most part, you feel that the audience is equipped enough to really understand a lot of the nuances. And as long as you give some context to that nuance, then you're going to be just fine.
Let's talk about baseball for a little bit. I get a lot of tweets during the show about why we're not having the cricket or golf on. Will it always be baseball? Will it always be an unpopular sport on the whole in the UK? Do you think that?
I don't think it's ever going to be as popular as the NFL for various reasons, not least the ones that are mirrored over in the States, that the NFL is now the dominant sport. Of course, in America, there's much more of a cultural relationship with baseball, so it will always have a prominent position in sports over there. Over here, I think it is going to play second fiddle to the NFL. But as Josh said, there's a really strong ongoing community that have been into the game for a long time. Mm. Invariably in the UK, you're always going to get people a little bit upset because they haven't got their sport on, or the perception that, well, are we playing foreign sports when we could be playing British sports, which is a little bit outmoded in my book and a bit archaic, but that's not going to go away. I think, you know, the best thing to do is just to ignore that.
Josh, you've played a bit of baseball yourself in the UK. What are the major differences you find from the US and the UK in terms of organization and participation?
Well, before I answer that, just to step back to kind of disagree slightly with Nat, I do agree. Yeah. I do agree that the NFL is certainly the monolith in terms of interest as American sports go in Great Britain. But I think that baseball does have one distinct advantage that could at some point potentially surpass the NFL. And the reason for that is that baseball is played internationally in a way that the NFL is not. And if Great Britain could put together an international team and develop the sport at the grassroots level to where they were successful internationally, sort of in the same way that Holland has become a real player in baseball internationally, then I could see baseball actually rising to a higher level in terms of interest. Because if you can put together a strong national team, then all of a sudden you're going to have more success. And that sort of dovetails into your question, Max, which is how baseball in Great Britain differs from the U.S. The big issues are really twofold. The first is that the infrastructure in Great Britain is far weaker than what you have in the United States. It's very difficult to play on a nice facility in the U.K. And I do believe in the old adage from the movie Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. If we had some nicer stadia, even just facilities without the stadium in the UK, it would help a lot.
On that point, Josh, does that make basketball and the NBA the most popular sport here? Because obviously we've got facilities existing already and we've got a national team. They played in the Olympics. Does that not make basketball perhaps the most popular over the NFL?
Well, it's how do you define your terms? I mean, I think the NFL, in terms of the fact that they bring in the game to Wembley, and I know that NBA has brought in games as well, but there's something really huge about that experience that gives it a leg up. But in terms of actual play within the UK, basketball is certainly ahead of American football. They do play American football in the UK, but not at the same level of basketball. So basketball does have a little bit more of a shot in terms of that grassroots element and in terms of the development side. And I think that baseball can get there as well, but one of the issues along with the stadium for baseball is that people just don't play every day. And this ties in a little bit to facilities, but just also in terms of the level of commitment. Baseball is a sport that is very skill specific and you need to practice it every day. And until you have facilities where players can go and academies that play on a regular basis, it's going to be very hard to get that development level and then rise up a national team or a national league to the level of anything in North America or Latin America.
I agree with Josh to the extent that baseball intuitively is more of a sport that I think Brits can play. I think it's less alien a game to play than the NFL. But it goes back to the issue, and I guess that's what we've been talking about the last few minutes, in relative terms, what defines popularity? Because soccer is the most played sport in America, but it's obviously not the most popular sport in America. Wow. So, you know, I think you have to look at factoring a lot of things, not just viewing figures, but the escalation in viewing figures. And, you know, the NFL, at the moment anyway, is quite a zeitgeisty thing. But as we've seen before, history's shown us in this country that that can fall off the cliff pretty quickly.
Well, let me pick you up on that point then. How big an issue is funding? Because obviously baseball probably, of the three, gets the least amount in terms of playing-wise here. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think it's particularly fair. I mean, you can understand why the NBA, or rather basketball, gets the most funding because it was such a big thing in 2012. Mm. It got a lot of attention then. And it is relatively straightforward to play basketball. Playing American football, for all kinds of reasons, not just physical space, but equipment, is the most complex. I suppose Josh would argue that baseball is, you know, on a similar level, but probably equipment is easier to find for baseball.
I think the issue, Nat, with baseball is the skill set required is in many ways more difficult technically than learning. And I played American football growing up too. Is more difficult to learn than football. Football also doesn't have the same field requirements that baseball has. The difficulty with football is exactly what you're saying. It's really just the equipment issue. I mean, as long as you can get over the equipment issue, teaching the basics of that game, I actually think, is much easier than teaching the basics of baseball. And I also think that the skill sets can be more transferable for athletes into American football than baseball.
Josh, we've spoken a little bit as well about Southampton Mustangs, a little bit, my local club. Is it hard for a club like them to really compete for a championship when there aren't, as I know, a huge amount of new players coming in every off-season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, regional location really helps a lot in terms of competing for a national championship. So the closer you are to a major base like London, I think the more chance you're going to have. But Southampton's done a great job. That team has gotten better over the years. They've been competitive. You know, there are good players in the South. It has a long history of good baseball in the South, in that area. So I'm not necessarily thinking that that's going to work against them, that new players don't come in. In fact, I think there's some advantage to having continuity. As long as the same players play together for a long time and have some good coaching, I actually think that's an advantage over turnover. I think one of the problems you get in the London area and some of those teams is some new player will come in as an expat, play one season, and then roll out, and you never get that continuity. So it's not necessarily a bad thing not to have those ringers coming in and out regularly.
Okay, final few questions, guys. American football, Nat's done really well in recent years in terms of getting onto sort of Sky Sports coverage at the university level. I'm talking about now Birmingham are doing really well. Why isn't that the case with baseball, and how has American football seemed to have got onto that sort of medium?
Well, I think the university circuit, you know, so read the college circuit over here, has definitely gone through quite a significant period of development in recent years. I think they market it and promote it very well. Mike and I find that our fans are on the Channel 4 show, and historically when we did it on Channel 5, we tend to do well with the college audience, you know, the student audience, partly because of our shtick, I guess, and partly, you know, because the way we present the show. Mm-hmm. But also because, you know, that is where a lot of people are first exposed to the game, and then they play it simultaneously. So they maybe know a bit about it. Going into university, they stay up late to watch it, then they start playing it as well. And it compounds this very, very important relationship with the game. I think the key thing to try and manage is once people have left university, both in terms of following the game as a fan, but also carrying on playing it. That's the key. I think you find a lot of people play it and watch it for 3 or 4 years and then forget about it.
Yeah. Josh, what about you?
Well, I think baseball actually had more of that type of following when it was on television. I think it was a crushing blow, and I'm very grateful to the BBC for having us on radio, Nat and I on radio. But there was something about television late at night, kids coming home from the pub and seeing it and getting involved, at least as a fan. In terms of that crossover to play, it's very hard sport to pick up at that level when you're 16, 17, 18 to just start playing the sport. Again, it's more skill specific than football. And what I've seen Baseball Softball UK, which is the governing organization, do is try and do an end around a little bit on that and try and instigate softball rather than baseball, which is in some ways a bit of a remedial type of version of baseball.
That's my number one game. The Chevy Chases. I mean, I'm amazed we didn't spend most of this podcast talking about them, and they're one of the great softball teams.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, but Nat, you could take up softball at a later age because it's not as
The
demands on your skills are not as great.
Never seen me play, Shetland.
But the point is that I think that the effort right now is to try and sort of focus on the more recreational elements.
Yeah, the beer league.
Softball. The beer league, exactly. And I'm torn with that because I understand that it'll bring greater numbers, and bringing greater numbers has more of a chance of getting more money. But I do think that baseball, the more advanced version of two sports that are quite similar, it would be nice to see it being instituted, or at least more efforts made at the college level. But again, it's something that needs to start a little younger usually.
Okay, guys, you've got to go on air in a second. So final question to you both. Nat, first of all, same question to both. Are we happy with the general growth, and are we only ever going to see American sport grow, do you think, in the UK?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely happy in the first part of that question. I'm happy with the general state of play. I mean, I agree with Josh, and I'm not trying to push for another gig here. I'd like to see baseball on domestic television. I think the domestic broadcasters are missing a massive trick there, as we're seeing with the NFL. It's great. You know, we have a podcast, AmeriCarnage, which is kind of stuff that we do that we can't necessarily get away with talking about on the BBC or Channel 4. And the loyalty and fan base there just demonstrates, you know, compounded with the listeners to our Five Live show and the Channel 4 show, there is a fan base there that is absolutely growing and is loyal as well. So I think that's terrific. And I don't think anyone's under the illusion that American sports are ever going to supplant the Premier League. But I think if they can continue to grow in terms of knowledge and literacy and understanding of a fan base, that's a good thing.
Josh, are you worried about a plateau, or is it going to increase?
No, Max, I am worried about a plateau. And I think we've seen a lot of times in the history, baseball has a really long history in the UK. It dates back to 1890 in terms of a professional league actually in the UK in 1890. And I am concerned that through long stretches, we see a lot of plateauing, a lot of stasis. And what really needs to be done is Major League Baseball needs to step up its efforts. And they've done some grassroots things over the years, but until they bring in a Major League game or really invest in infrastructure, I think it's going to be very hard for baseball to be taken to the next level. I think when you look at the difference between the NFL and baseball, that to me is the biggest difference, is that the NFL has really invested and really focused on bringing the highest level of talent as a shop window, so to speak, of their sport to the UK. And until baseball does that, it's going to be hard for them to raise to the level of even the NFL, let alone to the more domestic or indigenous sports.
Brilliant answers. Thanks for your time, guys. It's obviously an ongoing issue, but we're glad to have you both here doing the Baseball on Five Live.
Thanks, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Thanks for your time. Okay, I've been Max Whittle. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'll be back next week.